بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ نحمده ونستعینه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوکل علیه ونعوذ باللہ من شرور انفسنا ومن سیئات اعمالنا، من یهده اللہ فلا مضل له ومن یضلل فلا هادی له، ونشهد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحده لا شریک له، ونشهد ان سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى اله واصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. اما بعد، فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالت رسلهم افي الله شك فاطر السماوات والارض يدعوكم ليغفر لكم من ذنوبكم ويؤخركم إلى أجل مسمى، قالوا إن أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا تريدون أن تصدونا عما كان يعبد آباؤنا فأتونا بسلطان مبين. قالت لهم رسلهم إن نحن إلا بشر مثلكم ولكن الله يمن على من يشاء من عباده وما كان لنا أن نأتيكم بسلطان إلا بإذن الله وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون وما لنا الا نتوكل على الله وقد هدانا سبلنا ولنصبرن على ما آذيتمونا وعلى الله فليتوكل المتوكلون. وقال تعالى وقالوا ما هي الا حياتنا الدنيا نموت ونحيا وما يهلكنا الا الدهر وما لهم بذلك من علم إن هم إلا يظنون. وإذا تتلى عليهم آياتنا بينات ما كان حجتهم إلا أن قالوا ائتوا بآبائنا إن كنتم صادقين قل الله يحييكم ثم يميتكم ثم يجمعكم إلى يوم القيامة لا ريب فيه ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. صدق اللہ مولانا العظیم وصدق رسوله النبی الکریم ونحن على ما قال ربنا وخالقنا ورازقنا من الشاهدین والشاکرین والحمد للہ رب العالمین. ان اللہ وملائکته يصلون على النبی یا ایها الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. روح شریف پڑھیں، سب پڑھیں. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا ابراهيم وعلى ال سيدنا ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا ابراهيم وعلى ال سيدنا ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد. Respected elders, brothers, friends, ladies, young ones, first of all we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all his blessings, his ni'mats. Allah is showering them upon us. Every breath we inhale and exhale with afiyat, with peace, with security, is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many times do we breathe in 24 hours? And then in 1 week, in 1 month, in 1 year, and throughout our lives, have we ever thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this ni'mat of just breathing smoothly? And then all other ni'mats of Allah, food, health, wealth, house, money, job, education, peace of mind, tranquility, zahiri ni'mats, batini ni'mats, Quran, Islam, Iman, Ihsan, Namaz, Roza, Zakat, Hajj, all ruhani ni'mat, zahiri ni'mat, batini ni'mat, jismani ni'mat, ruhani ni'mat. This is why Allah said, فَبِيَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. خدا کی کس کس ni'mat کو جھٹلاو گے؟ Which of the favors of your Rabb will you then deny? Why don't you believe in your Rabb? Why don't you be grateful to him for his bounties and blessings? Allahu Akbar, we have stooped so low that we have to keep a subject of does God exist? This was never a question few years ago. go back 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, we weren't confronted with these questions. But now, youngsters, young boys in schools, going to primary schools, even they question. Because there is a whole system going on of bringing philosophy into education from university level to college level to secondary school to primary school and nursery school. Everywhere there is philosophy, philosophy, philosophy. And these questions are bombarded on our youngsters, and they come home and ask parents, and which are our parents, they don't know what to say. So we have to tackle the issues head on. MashaAllah, this conference's name, kya naam hai Mufti sahab? Revive? Rise, Revive, mujhe to naam yaad hi nahi rehta. Mufti Ismail Kotwal sahab, aisa naam rakhte hai ki samajh hi nahi padti. Allah inko jazaye khair de, Abdul Rahim bhai ko bhi Allah jazaye khair de, hamare piche pade rehte hain. Allah unki walida ko shifa naseeb farmaye, afiyat se unko ghar le aaye wapas. To inhone mashallah topic bahut acha rakha hai, rise and revive and return. Allah ke paas wapas aa jao. Lekin when you going to return, when you going to revive, when you know Allah, when you believe in Allah. Otherwise you're going to say, oh, I'm alright, I don't need to revive, I don't need to return, I'm okay the way I am. So first you need to believe in Allah, you need to strengthen your knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have that firm belief, then you will feel that eagerness to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if your iman is dhila pocha kacha kacha, then you will be dhila pocha kacha kacha as well. You know, we have our friend Dr. Baig Sahab, who used to come in our tafsir, and sometimes he used to crack some jokes. So once I was in tafsir mentioning, you know, that yaqeen is of three types mentioned in Quran. Ilmul yaqeen, aynul yaqeen, haqqul yaqeen. And then I explained in suratul al-haqimu takasur, aynul yaqeen, ilmul yaqeen, wa innahu lahaqqul yaqeen. Ilmul yaqeen is that you know that fire burns. And aynul yaqeen is you see a fire burning someone. And haqqul yaqeen is you yourself are burnt in the fire. This is haqqul yaqeen. So Allah Pak said this Quran is haqqul yaqeen. It should be so strong in your yaqeen that everything Allah says is haqqul yaqeen. Wa innahu lahaqqul yaqeen. Fasabbih bismi rabbikal azim. So Dr. Sahab listened to every whole conversation. Maulana Sahab, you know something, there is a fourth type as well. Maine kaha, Dr. Sahab, ye chauthi kisam kaun si hai? To maine kahin padhi hi nahi tafsir mein. वो उसका नाम है दुलमुल यकीन. मैं कहा दुलमुल यकीन क्या है? मतलब सब कुछ लोगों का यकीन कभी इधर कभी उधर कभी इधर कभी उधर, ये दुलमुल यकीन है. बाहर लोग बाहर हैं, उनका यकीन दुलमुल यकीन है. मैं कहा डॉक्टर साहब आपने बड़ी अजीब बात निकाली. एंड ही इज राइट, देर आर मेनी पीपल हु हैव दिस दुलमुल यकीन, समटाइम्स हियर समटाइम्स देयर. एंड अल्लाह मेंशन दिस इन द कुरान, व मिन الناس من يعبد الله على حرف فإن أصابه خير اطمأن به وإن أصابته فتنة انقلب على وجهه خسر الدنيا والآخرة ذلك هو الخسران المبين. These dhulmul yaqeen people are suffering a huge loss, a clear loss. So there should be no compromise in your yaqeen. Yaqeen should be of strongest nature. We have ilmul yaqeen, we have aynul yaqeen, we have haqqul yaqeen as well. Everything Allah said in the Quran is haqqul yaqeen. Now this topic, this subject, does God exist? Why does this topic arise? Why do people ask this question? Because people fail to understand the concept of God. We are going through a period of Easter, where the society around us believes that God was crucified on the cross. This is their concept of God. That God can come into the form of a human being and he can kill himself. We have people around there who believe that God comes into images, into statues, into idols. We have people who believe that God is like some superheroes. You know, kya bolte hain wo superheroes mein wo bacche jo khelte hain game, Power Rangers. Usmein they fight among themselves and one shoots on the other and the killing. And all these superheroes, Superman, Batman, or kya naam hai, Spider-Man, or ye sab. See, people think that gods are like that. The Greek gods, the concept of Greek gods. And they have God as plural, gods, female, goddesses. So when you have gods and goddesses and these things, then you're going to get some, you know, concept of that type, that they fight among themselves, they shoot at one another, they kill one another. If you take the Hindu faith, they have the gods fighting among themselves, Hanuman, running after one another, and then killing the other person and putting elephant's head on a man's body, and then the human being becoming alive. And the elephant's head, massive, on a human body, impossible. So such beliefs which people have regarding gods, this is why this question arises, does God exist? Well, if you're talking about this type of God, then we are with you. We deny that these gods and goddesses do not exist. We are talking about God with the capital G, not with a lowercase g, God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. God, the ultimate being. The one who is the source of all existence. Who created the whole universe. Now, second point. We counter a question with a question. This is politics. If you ever talk to a politician, they will never reply a question with an answer. They will always reply a question with a question to wriggle their way around. Well, if someone asks you this question, does God exist? Then you ask a counter question. Does he not exist? I don't believe he doesn't exist. Okay, if he doesn't exist, what's your proof for denying his existence? Well, if he existed, then there wouldn't be any evil around the world. Well, there wouldn't be any evil around the world. It's an objection. It's not an evidence. Give me an evidence. Why do you believe that he does not exist? You give me some dalil. Maybe I'll think about it. You have no dalil. Okay, if he does not exist, then you tell me, how did this universe come into existence? Ye duniya kaise wujood mein aayi? Bani kaise ye duniya? Tell me. How did this world come into existence? Oh well, the Big Bang Theory. Wow, mashallah, very beautiful dalil. What is the Big Bang Theory? Do you know what Big Bang Theory is? A scientist will explain. There were huge atoms around the universe, and they were moving around, millions of atoms, and two atoms collided. Boom! And big burst, and the whole universe came into existence. And then things moved on and evolved from one thing to another. So we come to evolution. Okay. Thank you very much for that theory. But tell me, is this logical? If two things collide, what happens? What happens? Does the third thing come out of it? Or are they both destroyed? The reality is, if there is a collision, then they are both destroyed. A third thing cannot be produced from that collision. I give this example normally and you will laugh as well. If someone tells you that outside on the road, there was a huge accident collision between two cars and a beautiful Mercedes came out of it. Right? Would you believe that? But if you do believe that, then I would say something wrong with your intelligence, my friend. That a pagal khane jao, pagal ki dawai khao. You need to go see a psychiatrist. A sane man would never say that after a collision, something came out of it. So a collision between these two atoms and the whole universe comes out of it. How can that be possible? And then, we ask them another question. Okay, you say that there was a collision between the atoms. Did anyone see that collision? No. Who told you this? Well, it's a fact. No, it's not a fact. There is a difference between facts and theories. Fact is like the sun shines, the sun exists, the moon has light in there, the stars exist, you exist. It's a fact. But if you do some research, then it's a theory. So this Big Bang is not a fact, it's a theory. And theories can be right, can be wrong. Science is not bad altogether. Many scientific discoveries are good. We should study science, and science has progressed and it's evolved, and there is so much technological discoveries and we are benefiting from them. Alhamdulillah, we are grateful to them for their researches and for their investigations. However, not everything that science says is right. They can make mistakes. And you will get scientists who are picking on those mistakes of the other scientists. You will get latter scientists countering the discoveries of the former scientists. And this will continue, keep happening. And this is happening today. Because there are some people today, some scientists, who disprove the Big Bang theory. And they say the universe came through another source. They bring up another theory. So this collision between two atoms is not a fact, it's a theory. And theories can be wrong. And on top of that, nobody has seen that collision. Okay, let alone the collision, has anybody seen the atom? Nope. You can't see the atom with the naked eye. So the thing you say that they had collision, you can't even prove that atom. That juz'i la yatajazza. We teach in Sharia Qa'i, juz'i la yatajazza. That juz which cannot be parted is atom. You break something and pieces from one to another, keep cutting it until you come to a amount where you can't break that one into two parts. That juz'i la yatajazza is called atom. So these atoms, nobody has seen them. So how can you believe that the atoms collided and the whole universe came into existence? Therefore, we now understand that the whole theory of Big Bang is flawed. And then evolution, things evolving from one to another. Right? There is this video on YouTube where a person goes around Harvard University students, many who are atheists, and he asks them, is there any observable evidence of evolution? Oh yes, there is, but have you seen it? Has anybody seen it? Well, if evolution took place 100 million years ago, 200 million years ago, 400 million years ago. Well, if it happened, why is it not happening now? Have you seen with your eyes? Has anyone seen evolution? Well, there is a type of certain fish in the ocean which was like this and it became like this. But have you seen that fish evolve from one thing to another? Then, no, we haven't seen it. Nobody's seen it. If evolution happened and man evolved from apes, then why is the evolution still not happening? Then man should evolve into something else now. So many years have passed and man evolved from some apes, then something should come from man now. But that's not happening. That means that the evolution theory itself is flawed as well. We now understand that those who deny the existence of God have no leg to stand on. They have no proof, no evidence. I once had a dialogue with a Muslim young boy who had been to a maktab, who started studying philosophy in university, and his mind was boggled and he was gone. And his parents were really concerned. They called me over. I had a dialogue with him one to one. He didn't want anybody else in the room, just the two of us. And I tried to explain to him, and I realized that how the professors in the university work and how they corrupt the mind of our youngsters. He was so into it, he was not budging, he was not listening to anything. And as I tried to explain to him, there came a point where I said, bhai, bas, that's finished now. I feel that you've crossed the line. You've gone so far away, as Allah said, فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. I don't think there is any point of return for you. Forget this discussion. If you want to remain safe, then declare kalma la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. You've been to a maktab, say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. Forget all this discussion. And this is something which put the brakes on him. It made him think. At the moment he said, No, I don't. He said to me, you're talking in a parrot fashion. I said, my friend, I'm not talking in a parrot. You're talking in a parrot fashion. I'm giving you dalils, and you are talking in a parrot fashion the way your professor has corrupted your brain, and you're blaming me for talking like a parrot. I said, look at all the evidence around the world. Now we move on to the subject of dalil, of existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we have very short time. Azan kitne baje hai bhai? Sawa nau ko azan hai. Theek hai. Alhamdulillah, thoda sa time hai abhi hamare paas. Does God exist? We want to give you dalil for existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, you tell me, what dalil do you want? Do you want dalil aqli or dalil naqli? We have both dalils. Dalil aqli and dalil naqli. First, you have to remember that dalil naqli, naqal, what is narrated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is at the top. And aql is beneath it. Aql cannot rule over naql. So, you don't believe in something that comes in your aql, and if it doesn't, you deny it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Naql means narrations, narratives. And aql means logic. Logic is good. If it confirms with the narration, alhamdulillah. If it doesn't, then we question our logic. That said, is something wrong with my understanding. Allah can't be wrong, I can be wrong. Allah can't make mistake, I can make mistake. So logic is beneath and narration is above. So we have to take narration naql first. Why? Because what is narration? Quran. What is Quran? What is Quran? The word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Preserved in its original form since 1437 years, since it was revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no tahreef, there is no interpolation in there, there is no messing around with it like other books were messed around with. Quran is protected word for word since the time of Allah, since the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Quran was revealed by Allah through Jibreel upon the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and transmitted through a continuous chain of narration from Sahaba to Tabi'in to Tabi Tabi'in, Salafi Salihin. And when Quran says something, then that is the ultimate proof. And there can be no question about that. And Allah Himself proves Himself in the Quran. So, we will mention some proofs from the Quran first, because naql supersedes aql. Open the first page of Amma Yatasa'alun. Read the translation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in there, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ حَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا وَجَنَّاتٍ أَلْفَافًا. What dalil do you want? I've done all this. This is proof of my existence. We've made the earth like a bed. Not too hard like a metal. Not too soft like water. A medium like a bed. Which is, if medium, then you can sleep properly. So we made the earth soft, nice to walk upon, to plow into it, and to use it, and to produce beautiful things from their fruits and vegetables. We've made the mountains like pegs and pegged them into the earth so they stabilize the earth so it doesn't keep rocking like a ship in the ocean. It stays stable. And we've created you in pairs, male and female, so that reproduction can take place and humanity can progress. And we've made your sleeve something which cuts you off from the rest of the world and gives you relaxation and aram and gives you rest, so you can be rejuvenated and ready for the next session, next day. And we've made the night a covering for you, so partners, husband, wife can sleep with one another, fulfill their needs. And we've made the day a source of earning your livelihood. You can wake up in the morning, go to work, and you can earn your livelihood and daily bread. And we've made seven heavens above you, which are very strong, through which people, malaika, and can only penetrate and go through with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jinns and shayateen cannot go through, and they are prevented from going through them. Look at the sun, this one single bulb which Allah brings up in the morning, and the whole world is illuminated. We have millions of tube lights and bulbs over here, but they cannot produce that light which one bulb of Allah can produce. And وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا. Look at the clouds, how we form the clouds, how we bring them, and how we bring rainwater and breathe life into the earth. Then look at other ayat. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides the leel of His existence in a similar manner. There is da'wah and then there is the leel. وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم. This is claim. Your Ilah and your God is but one God. There is no deity besides Him. He is the compassionate, the most merciful. This is da'wah. And dalil, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَالْفُلْكِ الَّتِي تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِمَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ وَمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ مَاءٍ فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا وَبَثَّ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ دَابَّةٍ وَتَصْرِيفِ الرِّيَاحِ وَالسَّحَابِ الْمُسَخَّرِ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. In the list mentioned above, there are signs for people who have akal, intelligence, wisdom, understanding. You study all these and you will find the dalil and proof that Allah does exist and He is the one who created the whole universe. You read Surah Yasin. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةُ أَحْيَيْنَاهَا وَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهَا حَبًّا فَمِنْهُ يَأْكُلُونَ وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا جَنَّاتٍ مِنْ نَخِيلٍ وَأَعْنَابٍ وَفَجَّرْنَا فِيهَا مِنَ الْعُيُونِ لِيَأْكُلُوا مِنْ ثَمَرِهِ وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ أَيْدِيهِمْ أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون وآية لهم الليل نسلخ منه النهار فإذا هم مظلمون والشمس تجري لمستقر لها ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم لا الشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار وكل في فلك يسبحون. They are all rotating in the orbit which is fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at all the planets. Who put them under control and who put them in this beautiful orbit? And they have been going round and round for thousands of years, and there is no accidents in them. There is no mishaps in them. There is no delay in their rising and setting. Clocks can be wrong, but Allah's timing and His clock can never be wrong. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمْ أَنَّا حَمَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمْ. Read Surah Al-Rum. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ تَنْتَشِرُونَ وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ. Whole ruku about the dalil of existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read Surah Al-Waqi'ah. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Do you see that drop of semen which you place into the womb? Do you create that child or we create that child? أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ. Allah is questioning us. أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. نحن قدرنا بينكم الموت وما نحن بمسبوقين على أن نبدل أمثالكم وننشئكم فيما لا تعلمون ولقد علمتم النشأة الأولى فلولا تذكرون أفرأيتم ما تحرثون. Do you see that farming which farmer does and he puts the seeds into the ground? أَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Do you produce those beautiful crops and grains or we produce them? You can make GM crops, but no, nothing is like the original, the organic, which Allah Himself makes. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Do you see that beautiful sweet water which you drink? Did you bring the rain down from the clouds or did we send it down? لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا فَلَوْ لَا تَشْكُرُونَ. If we willed, we could have made it salty and bitter. You would not be able to drink it. Why are you not grateful to me? This is why when you drink water, there is beautiful dua for it. Alhamdulillah, alladhi saqana azban furatan, walam yaj'alhu milhan ujajan idhunubina. All praise is for Allah who gave us this beautiful, tasty, sweet, thirst-quenching water, and he did not make it salty and bitter due to our sins. Because of our sins, Allah could have made it salty and bitter, but he didn't do that. We thank him for giving us this beautiful sweet water to drink. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارَ الَّتِي تُورُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْشِئُونَ. Do you see that fire which you light to cook food? Did you create the wood to light the fire, or did we make that wood? So all these dalail of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, qudrats of Allah. Quran is giving you dalil after dalil after dalil after dalil regarding the existence of Allah. How many dalils do you want? In fact, sometimes I feel that this question, does God exist, is extremely absurd. It's like someone asking, does the sun exist? Does the moon exist? Does the stars exist? Do you exist? Does your brain exist? Do you have a brain in there? Can you prove to me that you have a brain? Have you seen your own brain? You know, there is a very nice risala, a dialogue between a university student and his professor. Go on the internet, read it tonight. I'll ask you tomorrow whether you read it or not. It's called, Who's the Monkey? Are you going to read it? Say inshallah. Search on the internet, Who's the Monkey? There was this student and the professor went around, you know, questioning him. Hey, you believe in God? Does he exist? Where is he? What proof have you got? And the students are all quiet. Then one Muslim student stands up and he says, Professor, can I ask you a question? And then he asks, and then he goes on. And I can't narrate all that. It's very long, lengthy discussion. I read it long time ago, but this came to my mind now. You go and read it. Inshallah, it'll be very beneficial for you. So, you're going to read this dialogue, Who's the Monkey? And I'm telling you, it'll be very beneficial for those who are going to university and who want to understand this topic. So, what I was saying is, this question in itself is really absurd because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is self-evident. He doesn't need evidence to be proved. This is just for those who might have a little bit of doubt. But in reality, Allah doesn't need to be proved. His existence doesn't need to be proved. Because Allah shows Himself to us. Allah says in Surah Al-Hadid, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Sabbaha lillahi ma fi samawati wal-ard, wa huwa al-azizu al-hakim, lahu mulku samawati wal-ard, yuhyi wa yumitu, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, huwa al-awwal wal-akhir, wa zahir wal-batin, wa huwa bi kulli shay'in alim. Everything in the universe glorifies the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the mighty, He is the wise. To Him belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. And He is the Huwa al-Aziz al-Hakim, mighty, the wise. Then Allah says, Huwa al-Awwal wal-Akhir. He is the first and He is the last. وَالظَّاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ He is the self-evident and He is the concealed and hidden. أول والآخر والظاهر والباطن. Ready? Allah is the first and the last. There was nothing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi writes something really nice, which means that the previous, earlier philosophers were more intelligent than the philosophers we have now. These people nowadays are really dumb. Reality is that. Because they deny the existence of God. Whereas the earlier philosophers, they went into philosophy, but they did believe in God. They said God does exist. But where they erred and made mistake was that they said that God exists and the universe also existed with God. So there is no beginning to the universe. Just as God has no beginning, the universe has no beginning. This is where they made mistake. But nowadays, the new philosophers, they say God does not exist. So they're in a bigger problem than the problem of the earlier philosophers. Islam says, Quran says, هو الأول والآخر. Allah is alone. He is the first. There was nothing. Allah created the whole universe. This whole universe came into existence because Allah gave it existence. So Allah is the original source of existence. He is the original source. He gave us wujud. Because who is Allah? What is the definition of Allah? Who is God? And you open the books of Aqaid and they will tell you الواجب الوجود الذي يكون وجوده من ذاته ولا يحتاج إلى شيء أصلا. Allah is that being whose wujud is wajib, necessary, whose existence is necessary, who is the original source of existence, and whose wujud is zati, and he does not need anything to give him existence and wujud. We need Allah to give us existence, but Allah does not need anyone to give him existence. This is why Allah said, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ Say, declare, Allah is one. Allah did not say, Allahu wahid. Allahu Ahad. Because after Wahid there can be Ithnan Thalatha Arba. But after Ahad there is no Ithnan Thalatha Arba. Ahad is that being who has no secondary to it. He is the one, he is the ultimate, he is alone. And he is the omnipotent, omnipresent, extremely powerful, the merciful, the compassionate. He is Al-Awwal and he is Al-Akhir. He is the lasting. The whole universe will perish. Allah will remain. Because Allah gave existence to the universe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will annihilate and finish off the universe as well. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَهُ لَهُ الْحُكْمُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانٍ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ So Allah is al-awwal and Allah is al-akhir. And then Allah said, الظاهر والباطن. Allah is self-evident. Allah is self-evident. He makes us aware of Himself that He is there. Daily you will see Allah is there. You will see His power, His qudrat. His giving us security, safety, hifazat. How Allah controls the whole universe. Allah said in Surah Rahman, after these ayat of كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ Allah said, يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَانْ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ Every day Allah is busy. Allah is busy. Allah is busy. Allah is not what the philosophers say, that Allah created the whole universe and then He sat there, He's just watching everything happening by itself. No, 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 no. Whatever happens in the universe is by the will and the power and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is busy. He is controlling everything. Who can look after the universe? Someone asked the Buzruk, you know, does Allah sleep? And the Buzruk said, hold this glass of water. And keep holding it for a few hours. And he holds it and he's holding it. What falls? And you see, you can't control a glass of water. If Allah went to sleep, then who would control the whole universe? This is why Allah said in Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum la ta'khudhuhu sinatun wala nawm. Allah, there is no deity but Allah. He, and He is Al-Hayyul Qayyum. He is the alive and He is the sustainer and the controller of the whole universe. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَا يَنَامُ وَلَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ أَنْ يَنَامُ يَرْفَعُ الْقِسْطَ وَيَخْفِضُهُ يُرْفَعُ إِلَيْهِ عَمَلُ اللَّيْلِ قَبْلَ عَمَلِ النَّهَارِ وَعَمَلُ النَّهَارِ قَبْلَ عَمَلِ اللَّيْلِ حِجَابُهُ النُّورُ لَوْ كَشَفَهُ لَأَحْرَقَتْ سُبُحَاتُ وَجْهِهِ مَنْ تَهَى إِلَيْهِ بَصَرُهُ مِنْ خَلْقِهِ. Allah never sleeps, and it is not appropriate for Allah to sleep. It is not appropriate for Allah to sleep. In His hands, بِيَدِهِ الْمِيزَانِ يَرْفَعُ الْقِسْطَ. He has the scale, balance. And sometimes He puts justice on the earth and sometimes He raises it. Sometimes there is insaf around the world. Sometimes there is zulm. At the moment, Canada is having a lot of insaf. Good Hakim. Prime Minister Saab. Trudeau Saab. May Allah protect him. Give him reward for his good intentions and good works which he is doing. Allah is proving that, mashallah, you have a nice person who's ruling with insaf and justice, is doing a lot of good for the whole community, not just for us. We are only 1 million maybe, and there's 29 million other people in Canada. So He is good for everyone. There might be other places where there are 9 Safi, but Allah has control over everything. He must have some reason behind it. Allah knows best. He is controlling everything. Who are we to question the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So in His hands is the insaf and justice. Sometimes He puts justice down, sometimes He takes it away. There are hikmats and wisdoms behind it. Shurrah of Sharh al-Aqidah al-Tahawiyyah say, sometimes Allah puts unjust rulers on the earth to bring the community back to the original place, the deen, the religion, back to masajid. On track, we go off track, then Allah has to send some zalim hukam to bring us back on track. So there are hikmats and wisdoms behind it. كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَانٍ. He's busy all the time. فَبِيَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ يُرْفَعُ إِلَيْهِ عَمَلُ اللَّيْلِ. Allah is so busy that our actions of the day are immediately taken to Him and presented in His court before we even start and commence the actions of that night. And the actions of the night are taken and presented in His presence before we start the actions of the day. We have angels who have shifts, day shift and night shift, and they change shifts in Asr and Fajr. So there are double malaika in Fajr and double malaika in Asr. That's why we have been told to be extremely punctual of these two salats in the masjid. So they change their shifts and go and present the a'mal to the court of Allah. Allah looks at the a'mal and Allah judges and decides according to the a'mal of the community. So Allah is busy. Allah is al-awwal wal-akhir wal-zahir wal-batin. He is hidden as well. He is zahir with His qudrat and He is hidden with His zaat. His zaat, His existence is hidden from our eyes. We with our naked eyes cannot perceive and see and observe the zaat and the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our eyes in this world are filthy, dirty. We see things which we shouldn't be seeing. How can Allah let us see Himself with this naked eye? This is why when we go in Jannah, inshallah, Allah will make our eyes pure and pure. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal Himself before us. And this will be the sweetest ni'mat and blessing of Jannat. No food, no drink, no hoor, no ni'mat of Jannat, no mansion, no palace, nothing of Jannat will be as sweet as the observation of the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as long as Allah removes that chadar and the garment of kibriya from His zaat, and the jannatis around the whole huge massive jannat, everyone in his own jannat is looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their attention will not turn to any ni'mat of jannat but to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as they are watching Allah, looking at Allah, they won't feel like looking at anything else. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts back that curtain and that hijab of kibriya and azamat and greatness upon His zaat, they will have some renewed blessings in them because of their visiting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be markets in Jannah where people will gather, and over there Allah will reveal Himself before the people, and Allah will converse directly with each and every Jannati. This will be one of the sweetest blessings in Jannah. So Allah is Allah. He is Al-Awwal Wal-Akhir. He is Al-Zahir and He is Al-Batin. He has concealed Himself. There are hikmats behind it. He has told us to believe in Him, to come close to Him, to obey Him, to obey His instructions and His command. And He will be happy with us and He will take us to the place we want to go to. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the naql and the logical, from the narrative side. And we can go into detail in there. If you look at it from logic, from aql, you can give the dalil of that as well. Which type of logic do you want? Do you want logic from Muslim scholars or non-Muslim scholars? Muslim scholars, Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullahi alayhi, writes in his tafsir, هو الذي يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. In Surah Baqarah, third ruku, where Allah says, the first place where Allah says, O people, worship your Rabb who created you and created those before you so that you may gain taqwa, constant awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With worship, you will get this constant awareness of Allah. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And who is your Rabb? الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. He writes in the tafsir, and Ibn Kathir also narrated it in his tafsir, Ibn Kathir as well, from the four Imams, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullahi alayhi. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi alayhi, was asked about the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, wait a minute, I'm just thinking about something which someone told me. He told me that he was sitting on the seaside and there were plenty of trees. And suddenly the trees themselves got cut and chopped into pieces, and the pieces of wood and planks, they got together, assembled, a ship formed, and goods came and laden in the ship, and the ship started sailing in the sea, in the water, and it is going back and forth from one country to another and is taking goods and bringing goods. There is no sailor on it, no captain on it, and nobody to fill the ship with the goods. It's doing everything itself. Now, if he was in this day and age, someone could have said, well, somebody is remote controlling it. But there was no remote control in those times. So the Dahriyas, the atheists of that time, who came to debate with Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi, they said, ha, you must be a fool, man. Something wrong with your brain. This can't happen. How can the woods form there, get together and form a ship and laid with good and no captain, no sailor to control the ship and take it from one place to another? So he said, you fools, you're not ready to believe that a small ship can be formed on its own without any maker. Then how do you believe that this whole ship of the universe came into existence without a maker and is running and like the ship on its own and there's no one behind it to look after it? Imam Malik rahmatullahi was asked about the dalil of Allah's existence. And he said that the dalil of Allah's existence is the difference in the appearances of human beings, and the difference in their languages, and the variety of their colors. So we have various colors, various attitudes, and various languages, and various personalities. This is a proof that Allah exists. Because if there was no Allah and everything is happening on its own, then I explain this like if you have a machine and you set some program on it and there is a pattern, like this carpet over here, there is a set pattern, then the whole carpet will produce the same pattern stuff. Because there is one program and everything is happening same. And if all the human beings were same, like pigeons, then you would have problem. There would be no identification and people would get away with murder and blame it on someone else. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made our appearances different, Not only our appearances, our DNA is different, our blood is different, and everything inside. Oh, Baba, the scientists and the medicine people know better than us. So, this variety of human beings, languages, colors, appearances, Imam Malik said, this is a proof that Allah exists and Allah is doing everything. Imam Shafi'i Ramtullahi was asked about the proof of Allah. And Imam Shafi'i Ramtullahi said, the leaf of shahtut, a berry. He said, the same leaf, when a goat eats it, produces milk and droppings. When a silkworm eats it, produces silk. When a honeybee eats it, it produces honey. When the deer which produces musk eats it, produces musk. The leaf is the same, but the effects are different. This is Allah's wujud. Allah is doing everything. He created all these factories in there. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi was asked about proof of Allah. And Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi said, proof of Allah, this person, he said, I saw him. He took 12 eggs, 6 eggs of chicken and 6 eggs of duck. And he put a duck on them to hatch. And when they got the heat and they all he put a chicken on them to hatch those eggs. And when the eggs were hatched and the chicks came out, we have 6 chicks of the hen and 6 ducklings. Now, this chicken is feeding all of them. And then the chicken takes them all to the water. And when they arrive at the water, the 6 chicks, they remain, they stop at the water. And the 6 ducklings, they run into the water and start swimming. Who is that being who told the chicks that don't go in water, otherwise you'll drown? And who told the ducks that go in water, you can swim in there? That is Allah. الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. Summahada, who gave creation to everything in the universe and he guided that creation to its abilities. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is Allah. These a'imah give these dalail. And Allah, you know, every person knows Allah is there. This is why we say Allah put embedded belief in his existence into the depth of the heart of every human being. This is why you can say for certainty that the percentage of atheists and agnostics in the universe, in the world, is very minimal in comparison to the percentage of the believers in God. All religions, whether it is Islam or Hinduism, Buddhism, Judaism, Christianity, those who believe in God, maybe 90%. And those who deny God, 10% maybe. Majority, we know, everybody knows, the whole humanity knows, he is there. He might do shirk with him, but they know he is there. Allah says, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. If you ask the mushriks, who created the heavens and the earth? And they will say, Allah created it. Then they won't say, these idols created. They will say, Allah is there, he's created it. So Allah says, why? Why do you do shirk then? Why do you commit polytheism? Give up your shirk. So, Allah's existence is self. This is why I recited the ayat to you in the beginning. قَالَتْ رُسُلُهُمْ أَفِي اللَّهِ شَكٌ فَاطِدِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Oh, hoi, hoi, hoi. Allah ke baare mein shak. Aasman, zameen ka banane wala Allah, usme tumko shak ho raha hai. Ye kaise shak ho gaya tum? Any doubt in the existence of Allah? Allama Usmani explains in وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَى شَهِدْنَا أَن تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. Allah created the whole universe and he took a covenant from them. He asked a question to them, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Am I not your Rabb? And they said, بَلَى. Everybody there said, بَلَى. You are our Rabb. So then Allah returned them into the Alami Arwah, into the loins of Adam alayhi salam. Detail in there, others will explain. But in the Alami Arwah, the world of souls, before we were brought into this world, Allah took this covenant at the time when Adam alayhi salam was created. And everybody said, Bala. Allah says, Shahidna an taqulu yawm al qiyamati inna kunna an hadha ghafilin. We did not leave this question to suspicion among you. We put our existence, believe into the depth of your heart, so that you can't say on the day of Qiyamah, I was unaware of this. This is why Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi said, if Allah never sent a prophet, if Allah never sent down a kitab or a book or anything, it would still be farz upon human being to recognize their own creator, their sustainer, their master, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if there was no Quran, no hadith, no prophet, no nabi, it would still be farz upon us to know our Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with our own logic. And then this is on this side. Islamic scholars, you go into non-Muslim scholars, scientists, you see all the major scientists, whether it's Sir Isaac Newton, whether it's Albert Einstein, whether it's Professor Lenny, whether it's all these German professors, French professors, English professors, British professors, scientists, they all believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sir Isaac Newton, I mentioned his before as well. He used to believe in Allah, and he had a massive table. And on that table, he had a miniature model of the universe. And when one of the planets would be moved into rotation, then all the planets would go round and round and round in their orbit. And wow, it was a masterpiece. Someone came who was an atheist, had some dialogue, talked with, say, Sir Isaac Newton. When they finished, Sir Isaac Newton was writing something, and he saw that, and he moved it, and it started rotating around and around. Wow, the sun is moving, the moon, and the planets, and everything in its orbit. He said, wow, this is a masterpiece. Who made this? And Sir Isaac Newton just kept on writing, and he said, no one. I said, come on, who made this? He kept on writing. And the atheist said, who made this? Sir Isaac said, no one. And for a third time, he got really angry. So Sir Isaac raised his head, and he said, bhai, if you're not prepared to believe that this miniature model can come into existence without an architect, without someone manufacturing it, then how can you believe that the original came into existence without a maker? You have no brains. So there is a topic of this wujud-e-bari ta'ala in Maghzan-e-Akhlaq, and he mentions many of these types of stories. One old lady was asked, and she said, oh bewakoof, ye bakri ke pet mein factory tune banayi hai, iske pet mein se meengni tu nikalta hai, doodh tu nikalta hai, ki ye pet mein factory kisne banayi hai, wo bakri khati hai patte, ek taraf se doodh nikalta hai, dusri taraf se peshab pakhana nikalta hai, us doodh ke andar na peshab ka rang hai na pakhane ki boo hai, labanan khalisan sa'igan lishalibin, Allah usse produce karte hain, ye tu banata hai. تو یہ ہمارا عقیدہ ان بڈھیوں کی طرح مضبوط ہونا چاہیے, پختہ ہونا چاہیے. کوئی غلط سلط بات کرے تو بیلن لے کر چھٹا مارنا چاہیے, بھلے تیری ماں کے بیو کو ویسی تیسی اللہ کے وجود کے بارے میں پوچھنے کے لیے آ گیا. ہاں, ایک ہمارے یہاں مینچسٹر میں ایک بچہ اسکول, پرائمری اسکول میں, وہ مس نے کہا کہ ڈز گاڈ ایگزسٹ, نو ہی ڈزنٹ ایگزسٹ اینڈ بلا بلا بلا. سو وہ چھوٹا سا بچہ پرائمری کا, وہ کھڑا ہو گیا, مس یو رانگ, گاڈ ڈز ایگزسٹ. If God doesn't exist, then how did everything come into existence? God made everything. Why are you denying God? To bichare bukhla gayi. Okay, chalo, let's move on next lesson. Now she's teaching math. She's not supposed to talk about this subject, but she's trying to convince the children into these types of things. So our children, you need to understand as well. You need to educate yourself as well. And you need to make you strong. This in 1 hour, I can't give you everything. I'm giving you a little bit of dalail. So you yourself have to make your iman stronger in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And connect yourself with Allah. Worship Allah. Pray your salat properly. Read Quran Sharif. Study and acquire knowledge. And you know, strengthen your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then inshallah, Allah himself will open up your hearts. And Allah will himself will give you all the dalails and evidences. You won't need someone to lecture you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us strong iman, haqqul yaqeen, not dulmul yaqeen. May Allah give us proper yaqeen in his zat and in his existence, and may Allah give us move step further, strong tawheed and strong tawakkul and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah be pleased with us. Jazakumullah wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.